All right, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast on a Friday.
Yes.
Now, we talked about not attractive male names.
It was a lot of, what would you say, misused letters. Like, it'd be like Christophlefser.
LaFosse. Blandon. We're like, what happened there? So then we found out what names are actually very attractive.
Yes.
Which is a little more enticing. And then we figured, look, it's National Wine Day.
Yep.
I buy wine based on the label. That's what I like to do. So what were some funny names that we could use? That's coming your way. And also, generally, in the theme of wine, we thought it's National Wine Day for V's Mixology. She's on vacation.
And she left us a beer.
She did, because it's National Wine Day. So why not? It's National Wine Day. She left us beer. She's in Mexico. The beer was not from Mexico.
You know, it's just one of those weeks.
It's all happening right now on the Morning Mix podcast. A list was created by Reddit, because that's where all the good stuff comes from, apparently.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where they did a user-generated survey. These are the most unattractive male names.
Mm.
I'm happy to say I don't know anybody named any of these things.
Good.
And I don't think any of us know any people named these things.
But
at least certainly not in our close circles.
How random.
You know what
Very
I mean?
Random.
Like, this is, I'm curious to hear this.
I'll fire off the top 10 most unattractive male names. In at number 10, Blandon.
Blandon.
Okay. Sounds like they made a mistake when they forgot the curve on that R.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we said Brandon. Nah, he's Blandon now. Norbert in at number 9. Mm. Number 8, Fenton. Isn't that a high school?
It is.
Uh-huh.
Number 7, Egbert.
Okay.
E-G-G, Bert.
Okay.
Egbert. 6, I think this guy's got a new album coming out. Dweezil.
There's only one
Dweezil. Is there Zappa? Is that
Dweezil
the only
Zappa,
one?
The only one I ever heard of.
In at number 5, it's a part of Paul McCartney's name, Sir. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
I named my kid as Sir.
Yeah, this is Sir.
Okay.
What? La Tabla? What is this? In at number 4, Tuna. Who's named Tuna?
I mean, my brothers have a friend they call Tuna.
Right, and Jim Halpert on The Office was known as Tuna.
Andy
That's
would
not
call
his
him Tuna,
name, yeah.
Hey, Tuna. All right, and at number 3, these are the most unattractive male names. Skidmore.
Whoa.
guy had a cleanliness problem in the background, I think is what that was.
I will say I know some people whose last name is Skidmore, and they are wonderful.
They are? Are they on The Simpsons?
No.
Skidmore.
No, their last name is Skidmore.
Oh, okay.
In real life, I know these people, but I wouldn't say that anybody should name their first name.
Skidmore.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Skidmore Petlak.
Right.
I don't even know how to introduce this kid. Swanee's like, that's got a rhythm to it.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. And at number 2 on the most unattractive male names, Penrod.
Okay, this list is so ridiculous. These are not even real.
Are these just people on Reddit trying to out-silly
each
other?
You're like, how many consonants and vowels can I put together?
Okay, the Dweezil. Number 1 name is Boobface. You know,
like, what kind of list
Have
is
you read
it?
The list? Spoiler alert, Nikki, gee whiz. The most unattractive male names. In at number 1, Darold.
Okay.
Darold.
There was a baseball player in the 70s named Darold Knowles, but other than that, never heard
Mostly
of
Mostly it's just Darold.
Yeah, right. There
right.
was a D on the
Strawberry
end. I always thought that was odd, but
right.
I've never heard of another one.
It's like a lot of typos on this list is what it feels like. But
well, Darold. With all those great
I'm
names,
sure there's some.
What are those are the most unattractive male names. But we like to keep it positive around here. What are the most attractive male names? You hear that name and you go, boy, that guy's probably got wide shoulders, blonde hair, and blue eye. Holy cow.
Right.
If that's what you're into. Text at 60123, the most attractive male name. I mean, we're talking, we got things on the unattractive side like Darold, Penrod, Dweezil, Blandon. What are the most attractive male names?
All right.
Text those to us at 60123.
So I'm laughing because that was Måneskin, right? And you not even knowing what I was talking about.
You all of a sudden went, oh my God!
Yeah, so we were discussing the most attractive male names.
Yes.
Right? And literally, like, before he played the song, I'm like, oh my God, I love all Italian names. I was writing them down. I'm like, Antonio and Matteo and Rocco. Like, that's all.
Meatball.
Yeah. I knew you would ruin it somehow.
Yeah. Giuseppe?
Yeah, exactly.
Giuseppe's a good one.
I like Giuseppe, actually.
Yeah,
so, anyway, I don't know. Then Måneskin right there.
We shared the most unattractive male names, according to Reddit. Things like Darold, Penrod, Tuna, Dweezil, and Egbert. and others that we don't need to get back into. So we said, let's spin this thing positive. What are the most attractive male names? Text them to us at 60123. And boy, the responses came in hot.
Okay.
I've seen this name no less than 5 times in this. And I didn't. And a lot of these are just like one-offs. But this name has popped up a lot. Sterling.
Whoa.
Like
Whoa.
K. Brown.
Okay. Yeah.
Sterling K.
Yeah.
Brown of This Is Us fame.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Black
think of
Panther.
That. But now I think
I'm
that's
like,
hot.
Oh. And also this one, I was like, I guess if it was 1874, yes, Monroe.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Do you like is there? I don't know any current Monroes.
No,
nope.
I've drive down it every once in a while. It's a street joke. All right,
yeah.
So
yeah.
These are most attractive male names. Easy, Channing, as
yeah.
in Tatum. He's
yeah.
got a new movie out with a dog. He'll be even
yeah.
more attractive because yes. it's him and a dog. The whole movie.
I immediately hear Genuine Pony.
Oh, yeah. and he's using some sort of sander on metal. He's like grinding metal and firing sparks in a barn that he apparently has on a property in Magic Mike. You're like, why? Why does a stripper have a barn?
It all makes sense.
I guess so. And he's working with metal?
Keep okay. a shirt on.
Quentin. Tarantino? He kind of frightens me.
Yeah, right. I don't think they're thinking of him.
Jet. J-E-T-T. So hot. Jet. Oh, double okay. T. From an 847. Salvatore. On your Italian.
Yep,
Italian
there we
thing.
Go.
He's currently available from a 407. Aaron, as in Rogers.
Oh,
yeah, watch out.
Aaron.
Aaron. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this one right. 219. Garen? G-A-R-R-O-N. Garen?
Never
heard
of
Jaren.
Him.
Is that Jaren?
I don't know.
I know a Jaren, but he was J-A-R-E-N.
Yeah, I think this would be Garen.
Garen, right? From a 312, Michael. Not Mike, not Mikey, Michael.
I get that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 630 said Sean. 815 says Chad. Chad's on the list all the time.
Yeah.
There were a couple Chads in high school. I was like, you sons of guns.
I feel like we all got a picture.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, we all have a picture of what Chad is.
You right? really do, right? When you hear
yeah.
it. You're like,
yeah.
oh, yeah, it's, Chad.
To me, it's not always positive, but
yeah,
if ladies think so, then who am I to argue?
He's over at the Theta Chi house.
Yeah.
From 630, Daniel. Not Dan Danny,
Ooh,
but Daniel.
I agree with that.
And mm-hmm. from a... Oh, this one. Swanee might have sent this one in. Bach, Sebastian, 847. Sebastian.
Sebastian is also on. I was thinking Maniscalco.
Maniscalco,
like,
yeah.
Right.
We're 15 minutes away yeah. to qualify you to Vegas to see him. Glenn with two N's.
Oh.
From a 219, Brody.
Uh-huh.
And from another 219, Brooks.
Oh, I hear that name a lot
Brooks
now.
Is a good one. And he's yeah. got brothers, so yeah. not bad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, those are your attractive male names. We had the most unattractive ones, but let's focus on the positive here on The Morning Mix.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with...
It's Chris, Nikki, and Whips, Violetta's Morning Mix Flash Briefing, right? Okay.
Yep.
Coming in at number 3 on Pop Culture Stories, we'll each share one. So this is mine. I've got
yeah.
Stranger Things has revealed the season 4 release date and their plans for a final season with Netflix. Now, season 4 is going to be broken into 2 separate volumes.
Okay.
The first will arrive on May 27th, that volume. The second volume will come quickly July 1st. So about a month apart, a little
wow.
outside a month apart there. The creators announced that on Thursday. They have also said season 5, which won't be those 2 things. Those 2 volumes are
yep.
considered season 4.
Oh.
They're going to do a season 5, and it will be the final season of Stranger Things, and it will mark the end of the Stranger Things story. However, it's not the end of that universe, as more exciting stories will be told in the world of Stranger Things. New mysteries, new adventures, new unexpected heroes.
Everybody's got a universe now.
Yeah.
Exactly. And everybody's got a bank account.
Yeah.
So there you go.
New spinoffs. New spinoffs coming.
You're gonna keep, Stranger Things are going to come, and then Things Get Stranger will be quickly after that.
Exactly. all right. Story number 2. We talked. We're big fans of SNL in here. I know Chris and I.
Oh,
we
yeah.
watch it all the time. Whip, you're kind of you're on board with that a little
I
bit,
like,
right?
Yeah, it makes me laugh. About once a week.
Well, we've been missing.
That's their goal.
Yeah, that's it. We've been missing it because of the Olympics, right? I feel like that's why it hasn't
been
live at all.
Well, that's NBC, yeah.
Right.
No distractions.
They have announced who's coming up next weekend. So not this weekend, but next weekend you'll have John Mulaney. So they'll for sure be like a musical
yeah.
number.
Local guy.
Yep. LCD Sound System playing. Very good. And then Moon Knight star Oscar Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
That is a new Marvel Moonlight series. Yep.
You also know Oscar Isaac as Poe from
right.
the
Star Wars.
Recent Star Wars series.
Universe.
Yes.
Yep. And Charlie XCX will be on. Remember, she was supposed to be on and then ended up getting canceled with that whole Paul Rudd thing when everybody had COVID and
yeah.
they only had like 3 cast
yeah,
members
yeah, yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, she was super bummed. So they're going to bring her back, which is pretty cool. And then the final one, Zoe Kravitz.
Oh.
Love her. Yeah.
Oh, she's Catwoman.
That's
oh,
right.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's Catwoman in the new Batman, which comes out March 4th, which is probably right on time.
She just has super hot parents, step-parents, ex-step-parents, the whole family. It's ridiculous.
Just a lot of genes there.
Zoe Kravitz will be on, and then Rosalia, musical guest.
Rosalia? Who's that?
She is a Hispanic. She is wonderful. Okay. She is also beautiful.
Good.
And,
great. You don't have to go any further. Wonderful, beautiful,
you
I'm
got
there.
Me, NBC.
Hispanic
you got
singer,
me.
Beautiful, wonderful. My husband has a huge crush on her, so we will absolutely be in that
quiet
episode.
Down.
Yep.
Turn up the volume. Dim the lights.
So
what? What's going on? Things are going up and down in here. What's
Chris
happening?
Chris makes it weird again.
That's what they told me to do.
Yep. Speaking of weird, your grandpa's favorite football player is making a whole new generation of fans by being a smartass on Twitter. But he's picking the right target. Legendary Bear Dick Butkus recently joined the social media platform. He's trending today for the shot he just took at Aaron Rodgers of the Packers, tweeting, "For all of you who have asked, I am not the reason Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers have broken up." And that's how he talks, except much more manly, even at the age of 79. It's not the first time Butkus has gone after Aaron in a tweet. And as one user commented, 79 years old and still sacking QB.
Hey, baby. That's what we like to hear on the Morning Mix Flash Briefing.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
We are talking wines, because wine's got funny names. It's National Wine
National
Day.
National Wine Day. I will talk about wine any day of the week, but, but today's a reason.
Today's the day to really do it, right? Because, look, you're going to hopefully sip on some tonight.
Yeah, or today.
Then you got to pick. If you're like me, you shop based on what the label says. You're like, oh, that sounds fun. Let me give that a shot. Hey, good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing really well. What wine are you reaching for?
Usually rosé all day, I think is what it's called.
Yes. We've had that. It's not bad.
No, it's perfect for all day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the name of the actual wine is rosé all day? Because I've heard that. I've seen that on T-shirts. I thought that was just some kind of thing that people said, but it's actually a brand name?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Yep.
Yeah. We're learning.
Jen, are you going to sip on some of that today?
National Wine Day, and I have my girls' night, so yeah.
Oh, double down.
Wow, congrats for pairing that
up
so well.
Stay on the line so we can get your information so we can send you to the West Loop Wine and Spirits Festival as well, okay?
That's right, Jen. You stay on that line
hang on.
Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And you could drink this wine anytime, but it's Finally Friday Fiery Red.
Ooh.
Okay.
I've not heard of this. I got to check it out.
Fiery Red.
This is Timber Hill Wine, and it's near Lake Geneva.
Oh,
wow.
So it's local.
I love that. Okay. Finally Friday Fiery Red.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
Hang
on
as well. Yeah.
That sounds like a gift I would give my redheaded buddy Ray as a gift. And he'd be mildly offended, but enjoy the bottle.
Right. Then you open it and drink it together. It's fun.
Mary, hang on the line. We're going to get you, we'll get your number. We'll get your passes for that Spirits and Wine Festival. Hey there, Nicole. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What are you sipping on?
I absolutely love red wine, but if I need a good wine, I go for Conundrum, which is a white.
Conundrum. Yes, that was a blend.
It's a thinker.
Yes. Yep.
It's a good word.
Love it.
All right, I like that Conundrum.
Solid choice.
Nicole, stay on the line. We'll get your number. We'll get you those passes, okay? So stay on the line for the wine festival, all right? Swanee's looking at us. We're passing out wine festival passes to everybody because we got a backlog of them. All right. Judy. Hi, good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
It's National Wine Day. I like to shop based what's said on the bottle. And what bottle are you drinking?
Fat Bastard.
Yes! That always is the winner.
Left a floater.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Awesome. Yeah, that's hard to top the Fat Bastard in the wine bottle.
It is pretty hard to top it.
Yep.
Now, is that a red?
The label's cool, too. I mean, there is literally a guy that...
Yeah. Is fat?
Yeah.
And they can't find his dad. It's like, wow, there's a lot going on here with this guy. All right, Judy. Hey, we'll get your phone number. We'll get you some of those passes to that festival.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are all going to the West Loop Festival of Spirits and Wines. It's mouthwatering treats March 26th and 27th at Stephen M. Bailey Auditorium in Chicago. And then I don't know. I don't know how many passes we have, but if you're...
One more?
We can find
one. Because I really want to hear about this
one.
Catherine, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Catherine. It's National Wine Day. What bottle are you sipping on?
It's called Back Door.
Back Door.
And the label is not a back door.
Is it a saucy label?
Should we be scared?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about what on the label's not a back door, you would say. It might... Would the song Bootylicious by Beyonce come on when I reach for this bottle?
Yes, of course. Okay, got it.
Got a spicy label.
Yeah, watch out. All right, Catherine, there you go. So everybody's getting passes, and we'll figure it out.
Yes, no.
Right.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We said text us. We're putting the fate of the show in your hands.
I already know where it's going from how much you've been giggling
over there. Fart facts.
Yeah.
What your farts might be telling you about your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's National Wine Day. We have wine facts. So we said text fart or vino.
Yes.
Vino to 60123. 76% of the Morning Mix audience would like to learn about farts.
Oh, thank
goodness. Baby.
All right.
Who knew?
Good.
Over three quarters. Just over. I can do math when it comes to farting.
Good. Good for you.
Outside of that, though, we have problems. So here are some facts. These are what your farts are trying to tell you about your body. Coming in hot. Hey, if you are really struggling through some farting, you might have a blockage. It's possible you've got something blocking the exit ramp, and you've just got a bit of gas trying to squeeze around on the shoulder. And that is the problem that your farts could be telling you. Okay?
Oh, yes.
It might lead to unusually smelly flatulence and other complications that could lead to infection. More coming on that.
Oh. Maybe we want to hear about wine instead.
Now this became a bummer.
I'm actually nervous.
We said, did you want to hear about farts or wine? And you chose farts. Yeah. So these are what your farts might be telling you about your body. You could be going through hormonal shifts. So if Nikki
hormonal
you start,
what?
Yeah, shifts.
Thank you.
I thought the same thing.
This could be responsible for intestinal shifts that correspond with amounts of flatulence. This often happens in menopause as women report an uptick in their gas levels.
I think I've got that.
This also happens with pregnant women.
No, I'm not involved in any of those things.
Right, not involved, so we're good. We're covered.
We are covered.
It could be a side effect of the medicine you're taking.
Okay.
We kind of knew that. Yeah. That's fair. You're lactose intolerant.
Oh.
Which I learned about myself in my late 20s.
Really?
Yeah. Prior to that, I was a kid that grew up chugging milk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Throwing on ice cream.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden in my mid-20s, I was like, get out of the house. Oh, dear God. We can't go to Culver's anymore. What do I do? So now I have to take those little white milk things.
Yeah.
And then I can go back to Culver's.
Do you drink Lactaid?
I drink almond milk now.
Okay, so you and my wife is also lactose intolerant, so I'm familiar with the almond milk, the Lactaid, et cetera, plus more ice cream for me.
That's right. Yeah, more for you. I still can't get away from it, though. Though I will find, like, Jenny's ice cream.
Yeah.
I guess it's, like, I don't know. It's more expensive, so I assume it's better made.
Has to be.
That doesn't bug me as much.
It's fartless?
It's fartless.
Well, good for you.
Welcome to Jenny's. Would you like something fartless? Yeah, where else are you going to get this kind of entertainment?
Right.
Okay? This is fantastic. This is what your farts are telling you about yourself. Now, this is your fault because we said you tell us what you want to learn. You could have a gluten sensitivity as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So be careful of that.
All right.
It might mean, and I do this regularly. You saw it with cinnamon rolls. You're eating too fast.
Oh, definitely.
I can't eat fast enough.
Right.
Like, I also, if the plate is in front of me, it will end up cleared. Like, if it's there, I just keep going until there's nothing left.
So once the sugar rush crashes, you will then be flatulent.
That's right.
Awesome.
It's going to be a whole gas in here. Just wait.
Yeah.
You might have an infection. That's not fun.
No.
No.
Youch.
But it's news you can use.
And finally, this is what your farts are trying to tell you about your body. Hey, baby, you are getting your fiber.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Come on.
More farts for everybody.
That's right. Woohoo! More farts for everybody on the Morning
Mix. No more farts.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
All right.
Yes, there's a lot going on, starting with someone we're very familiar with, Olivia Rodrigo. So she posted a video captioned "Tomorrow," made her fans go crazy. It was a car radio. Thank you for that, Olivia. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Bless you. Blessings.
And it had some stickers. And basically, it was letting us know that there is going to be a documentary. Olivia Rodrigo, driving home to you, like the number two and then you.
That's what she does. Like, good
you,
yeah. for you.
Loving it.
Prince started that, I think.
So, and the band. You too. The film is scheduled to premiere on March 25th on Disney+. So look for that.
Great.
So you're going to see, you know, the true story behind the number one album, and they'll have different versions of songs that we know.
Wow, you know what, Nikki? Something I've never asked Chris about, although we've had this discussion before. Did you ever see where Olivia Rodrigo started out, the comedy sketch show on Disney Channel called Bizardvark?
No.
Yeah, this is a true thing.
Yeah.
This is a show from a few years ago. She had a partner. Their theme song was, let's go make some videos. It would be like they would do, it was a fictional thing, but the characters, including her, would do wacky videos on a Disney Channel show. And the next thing you know, she's mad and a superstar.
So Whip's been a fan for a while.
Yeah, good for you.
Even though she was like 14, so I wasn't that huge a fan, but I knew she existed.
She was, yeah, you understood who she was.
Exactly.
Also, something we're a fan of, Harry Styles.
Oh, hello.
Yes, he's back filming a video, they think, outside of Buckingham Palace. It was all kept quiet.
Because why not?
You can't really mess around outside there too much. But apparently he tried. It was like a giant bed on wheels. Outside of Buckingham Palace, he was wearing brown and blue polka dot pajama top, lying under blankets in the big bed.
Are we sure he wasn't filming a sketch with James Corden? Because that sounds very late showy.
I don't know. He was joined by musicians, big oversized piece of furniture, a lot of security around him. And they said they basically shut down the whole area for him. And it was surrounded by, this is the quote that they gave us, women dressed as hippies. So I don't know what that means.
I would love that the queen like looked out and was like, the hell is going on? In the South Lawn!
Is that Harry in pajamas and hippies?
What
are all those hippies doing?
Nigel, get out there with a hose!
And they're all named Nigel, by the way. Every single one of them. 100%. They all run out there with the hose.
So look for that because there are rumors of another solo album on the way. Right. And then we talked about this yesterday. So everybody loves Ed Sheeran. It was his birthday.
Yeah.
We celebrated that. And, you know, Whip was just like, I just want a little more rockin',
yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, we need a little more, Ed. A little more.
So, yeah, he collaborated with Bring Me the Horizon on the Brit Awards, and people loved it so much that they figured out a way to hurry, get in the studio, record it, and make it all happen, which they did and released today.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
So here's what today's top six. These are the best wine pairings for watching TV.
Mm.
It's perfect for this weekend,
that's,
right?
Yeah. Speaking our language here.
Now, we didn't go by specific shows. We went by genre,
okay?
So that way it's kind of open, so depending on what you're watching.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start in at number six. These are the top wine pairings for TV watching. If you're watching some adult animation, which I guess would be Family Guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Simpsons.
American Dad.
American
like
Dad.
Adult, anything in Adult Swim, basically.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Adult Swim, you want to go with a rosé. Any kind of a rosé. Because you get that blend of white and red, that blend of adulthood and yet childhood and whimsy. Yeah.
It's a little dry.
It's a little dry.
But it's pink.
Exactly.
It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah. It's laid back. It's bright.
It's a chugger.
Yeah. If you're enjoying the chugger, why don't you buy two of those bottles? Why? That's a chugger.
Yes.
What?
It's a cartoon. You can binge it.
If you're into documentaries and docu-series-ies, I don't know what the plural of that is.
Yeah.
If you're into those, you're going to want to be going with a Bordeaux.
I get that. Yeah,
right?
It's serious.
Because you're classy.
Right.
Right? Even Tinder Swindler. It's like, well, this research was done.
Well, Tindler Swindler, that's what he's spending his money on.
That's right.
It's a fancy Bordeaux, so that's what you should be drinking.
I don't even know if I said Tinder or Tindler anymore, because I keep throwing an L in there. Tindler, Swindler.
A
I don't know
Bordeaux.
Why. A Bordeaux.
A Bordeaux. Or a
Swindler blow. What? All right, Bordeaux. If you if you like watching the news, you just sit there with CNN on.
Yeah.
Enjoy a Chardonnay with that.
Yep.
Just throw down a simple Chardonnay.
Right to the point.
Yeah,
buttery,
exactly.
Classy, oaky.
Damn, you are good. All right, if you're watching dramas. If you're on TNT, they know drama, and this is the wine you need, a Pinot Noir.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I guess because of, like, a film noir? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, all right, sure, drama. All right, these are your top two wines of your mixed top six, the best wine pairings for TV watching. If you love reality TV, you like Love is Blind, The Bachelor, you're still working your way through season 98 of The Survivor, whatever it is.
A white Zin.
Yeah. No. A Cabernet.
What?
Cab Sauv.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's because you got to class up the trash.
That's okay.
You know
then
what I
I'll
mean?
Take that.
Yeah. It's like you pair that cab with like, no offense to Domino's, but you know what I mean.
Yep.
Right? All right. And in at number one, these are the best wines for pairing with TV watching. If you're watching a sitcom, reach for some Riesling. Because it's so sweet.
Sweet and fun.
It'll hurt your teeth. You're laughing so hard.
Okay.
Right? Those are your best top six wine pairings for watching TV.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Violet is on vacation.
She's
generally
in like 90 degree temperature.
Yeah,
right now.
Really enjoying it. But generally around this time on a Friday, she would be whipping up some cocktails for us with some massive theme. There'd be decor in here.
Yeah.
We'd all be dressed in a specific way. None of that is true, but we're still going to give it a shot on Facebook Live at 101.9 Mix Chicago.
Hi. Oh, we're live.
Sorry, yeah, we're live on the Mix Facebook page. Hi.
Violetta's not here to mix anything. Like, usually there's, like, the essence of, like, oranges or strawberries
exactly,
or, you know. some kind of weird root.
Yeah, we're all dressed like Oompa Loompas because we're making espresso coffee cocktails that we didn't know was a thing with a roasted orange peel in it.
It's but so relaxing just to be in a performance fleece like I would normally wear on a Friday. It is so freeing. I cannot even start with you guys.
And might I say, your performance has been top tier today.
Well,
is it the fleece?
No, that's a lie. But thank you.
Well, we're live. Now, generally, as we've said, Violetta would do a really nice cocktail, but I thought it would be nice. I just brought one beer. This is from Half Acre there in Lakeview, a local brewery. Yo. I like a good Half Acre. This is a hazy pale ale. And I thought, oh, I'll crack it open and we'll pass it around like we're in, you know,
your friend
12th grade.
Yeah.
And we finally snuck one. Like, let's sneak one in the parking lot and we'll pass it around. But instead, what, is fourth grade? I don't know.
Oh, might stop.
So I thought that. And then we realized, well, Violetta took care of us.
She did.
Violetta left us to remind us that she's sitting on a beach and we're not. And she did send us a special note, which I have on my phone. But the phone is currently being used as a camera for our Facebook Live. But she left us some Big Wave Golden Ales from Kona Brewing. A beautiful photo of some folks out there. Now, what I think is funny is we know that Violetta went to Mexico.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this is a Hawaiian beer.
It's warm both places.
It's warm in both places.
Yeah, hotter than here. It's not 12 degrees in either one. I'm just going to say that without checking.
A delicious beer. We have an opener here somewhere, I think.
Yeah, so here, this will be my...
Or should I do the thing where I open it on the counter?
Let's have Whip tell us about beer or tell us some things that are interesting regarding beer.
Well, maybe not that interesting. Maybe more funny.
Oh, I'm here for all of it.
All right,
I'm here for all of it.
Funny. Wait, let me get this ready.
Yeah.
The laugh?
Wow. I just created that cocktail.
Hey. Yeah.
Amazing.
Comedy. Oh, also, if anybody needs one, I got some cinnamon rolls still.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Pairs very well.
Thanks to Mrs. Swanee for those. All right. Let's get some fun whip beer quotes.
Now, some of these I have attributions. Some I don't. So they are from anonymous sources. For example, beauty is in the eye of the beer holder.
Hey. And you look beautiful today, my friend.
Beer has food value, but food has no beer value.
That's a thinker, not a stinker. Yeah.
Now, this one we know who said it. Benjamin Franklin famously said, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy.
Yes.
Cheers.
And kind of along the lines of Benjamin Franklin, someone named Freddie Freak once said, beer will get you through times of no money better than money will get you through times of no beer.
Oh. Freddie Freak had a big hit in 1981 and then lost all his money and found that quote.
Yes. Absolutely. And finally... if you ever reach total enlightenment while drinking beer, I bet it makes beer shoot out your nose. That is a deep thought from Jack Handy on Saturday Night Live.
Deep thoughts.
Of course.
Well, I'll say cheers.
Yeah, here we go.
As my grandmother would say, do I have to clink every glass? You do, Grandma Jean. All right, thanks to Violetta for the Hawaiian beer as she spends time in Mexico.
Right.
We are so jealous of you as it's 9 degrees today, but... enjoy a beer this weekend. Enjoy some of those beer facts. Also fun to point out, it's National Wine Day.
So we're just covering them all
over the map.
Sort of blew that one. But hey, what can you do? Cheers. Have
cheers,
an awesome
guys.
Weekend. I mean, we're still on the air for 30 minutes. But if you're on the Mix Facebook page, at 101.9 Mix Chicago, enjoy your weekend. All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.